injuries in the game. McFadden's got a hamstring, and Marcel Reese injured his knee in the game. The extent of what those injuries are, I don't really know right now, but we'll find that out later. And then obviously I'm sure there's the normal bumps and bruises, but those were the guys who weren't able to finish the game. That game, I told the players in the locker room, that one hurt, okay? That one stung. I thought the way that we were able to start out the game, block a punt, get to 14-0, when we had all the momentum, and then we let them back in the game. You got to give them credit. They continue to fight and compete. But we didn't do enough, to win the football game. I thought our defense and special teams, I thought they held their own. I thought they did some good things. Like I mentioned, the block punt for a touchdown, the fake punt that got us another first down. I thought our special teams went out and executed. I thought our defense applied pressure to their offense for the whole game. We just, after completing the long pass down there and being able to get a touchdown there in the first quarter on offense, we just couldn't get anything else going. Obviously losing McFadden and Marcel, that hurt. But we've got to find a way to get some more offense going. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Dennis, when and how was the decision made on Fryer? Was it last night?
It was last night, yeah. We actually, we were at a point where we were ready to go with Terrell. We visited with him one more time with the doctors, and we just didn't feel good about letting him play. It just wasn't the right thing to do, and we wanted to make sure that we did right by him. And I think, obviously, with all the emphasis that's put on, head injuries or brain injuries, we wanted to exercise extreme caution in that situation, and that's what we did. And so I think we did the right thing by Terrell Pryor and not playing him in this game.
Do you think he would be playing next
week then? I'm very hopeful. I mean, we were at the point where we were just about ready to say he's got it, but we just didn't feel comfortable going ahead and letting him play.
So, Dennis, was last night all the time when
they
decided he would not be active for the game?
Yeah, he was either going to be the starter or he wasn't going to be active. I mean, either you can play or you can't play. So that was never really even an issue or a question. It was whether or not this kid could play, and we just didn't feel right playing him. Yeah, well, obviously, I don't think he saw the field very good today. I think he was obviously part of some of the sacks that we gave up in the game. It was a tough situation for him to go into, and obviously with the loss of McFadden and Reese, that didn't help him out any. But we offensively we didn't get it done, and that's really the bottom line.
Would you find on the point anytime?
Not really. I didn't feel like that was the better option. I think Matt Flynn was our best option to give us a chance, and we didn't play well enough.
You say you didn't see the field really well. Are you also concerned about maybe someone's pocket presence today?
Yeah, well, it's being able to see the field, and what I'm talking about is seeing coverage, and being able to deliver the ball. So, it's partly, some of those sacks are partly on him and partly on protection. I mean, everybody's involved in that, but that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
So did Pryor regress when you saw him last night, or were you looking for more improvement from him?
I just didn't want to have any doubt in my mind at all, okay, that this kid was 100%. And, after visiting with the doctors, there was doubt in my mind, and I wasn't going to put him in harm's way.
Coach, why did you?
It was fourth and inches, okay? It was fourth and inches, all right? And we got to be able to make inches. We hadn't been moving the ball up and down the field. And to get a chance to be down there where you're in scoring position, you can possibly get a touchdown. We got to make inches.
Coach, in the second half, you had to burn the timeout because their hurry-up offense, you guys weren't ready for subbing. Were they doing something that surprised you?
No, they didn't do anything at all that surprised us. They were a different personnel grouping than what we anticipated. But, you know, I wanted to make sure we had the right defensive personnel on the field so that we could go and put ourselves in the best defensive call. So they stayed with 12 personnel. I wanted to get nickel out there, and I didn't want to get caught in a sub situation. So that is one of the things that happens when teams go hurry up. They try not to allow you to sub. So. He needs to get tighter, yeah. Yeah, he needs to get tighter. So that's another one of those learning experiences for him.
Coach, did you see the check?
I thought he went in there and ran the ball hard. You know, I thought he did it. I thought he did an admirable job of filling in for McFadden. And, you know, again, I'll go back and look at the tape and see exactly how well he did. But I thought he ran the ball hard. Yeah, well, there's no question. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. I mean, we had the momentum in the game, and then they were able to kind of snatch it from us a little bit. So, yeah, that was a huge play in the game. Yeah, we felt like that we could get some pressure on him and potentially block a punt. And if we weren't able to get there and block it, we felt like we could force a bad punt. You know, we felt like with the get-off time that we had a chance to get there.
Chris, what ways does losing Darren change your offense?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, from a run game standpoint, he's kind of, you know, got the ability to hit the home run ball. I think our other runners are a little bit more maybe physical type of runners. Whereas Darren's got a little bit more burst to break off the long run. But, you know, if we have to be without Darren for any time, you know, I feel confident that both Jeremy Stewart and Rashad Jennings can handle the load.
Because you're using some kind of the Wildcat, does that sort of squeeze your playbook a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
The other guys do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to be a, you know, we only ran two or three plays out of the Wildcats, so, I mean, it's not a major part of what we do. But
you said the scheme generally stays the same from prior to Flynn or Flynn to prior. Is the offense different, obviously, when you have either one of those guys in
there? Well, yeah, they're two totally different types of quarterbacks. I mean, you know, obviously the zone read runs that we're able to run with prior, I think, opens up some seams inside for the running backs. They got to account for both. The runner and the quarterback. You know, I think Pryor's ability to move around and create some things with his feet. I mean, I think, you know, it's, even though the plays are, you know, not always too much different, the dynamic of how the offense works, I think, is different. Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what it was. I know that they said he had a hamstring, and, you know, that was pretty much it. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's 15 minutes after the game. So, listen, Matt didn't play well, and we got to move on. We got to get better from that. So hopefully we'll be ready to go for San Diego. I don't think that was an issue at all in the game today. Yeah, huge plays, you know, huge plays. The one offsides was a takeaway where we're going to have the ball in scoring position, and we can't do that. All right, it's unacceptable. We got to get it fixed. Too many pre-snap penalties, all right, and we got to get that fixed.
The pick six by Emerson, I don't know how well you saw it, but is that a play that you think Matt might have telegraphed?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the tape and see. I mean, you know, I looked up and saw the guy slide in front and, you know, make the play, and but I'm not sure exactly what happened on the play.
Previously, the first quarter part of the season at 1-3, McFadden or Easter, Meyer were able to play. How do you keep, you know, get stay on course, so to speak, the way you guys have been approaching?
Well, hey, listen, we've faced adversity, and we're going to continue to battle. We're going to continue to fight, all right? Because that's what we do. That's what you do in the NFL, and that's what a pro football team's supposed to do. And we got to be able to overcome adversity. We got to be able to deal with injuries. And we need guys that get an opportunity to come in and step up.
We talked about the mistakes that Flynn has made in the game today, but did you think any of this goes on the play calling of not giving the right position to make play?
No. I mean, listen. All right. I think. You know, now we're trying to nitpick and trying to find some things. Listen, we didn't play well. We didn't move the ball well enough. All right. But no, I got no challenge with the play calling.
It was a 52-yarder off the turf and another was missed by Tanner Kelsey. Is he telling you that anything's going on systematically?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, we got to get more comfortable still with that duo. And again, it's a 52-yarder off the dirt. But anytime he misses, it's a concern. So we got to continue to look at that and see what we can do to fix that.